I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from...
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. The NFL announcing today that it won't suspend Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill after completing a comprehensive investigation into allegations of child abuse against him. Hill released a statement today saying he was falsely accused of abusing his three-year-old son and thanked the NFL for conducting a thorough investigation. When the full 11-minute and 20-second audio tape was listened to in full context and all information was gathered, the statements did not rise to the level of warranting discipline under the league's personal conduct policy. This, according to NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy. Hill's now clear to attend Chiefs training camp, which begins July 26th, and he's allowed to participate in all club activities. The league did say they will continue to monitor any developments in case anything else breaks. The Chiefs and Hill can reportedly re-engage in talks about a contract extension, though it could be weeks or months before they do so. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce expressed his eagerness for Hill's return on an interview with Sirius XM Radio today. He's thrilled. Hill's been a key piece of the Chiefs offense since being selected in the fifth round out of Oklahoma State in 2006. He helped get KC to the AFC Championship game with 1,479 yards receiving, 12 touchdowns too, earning him an all-pro honor. Second round of the Open Championship from Royal Port Rush. It's cut day. It's not the Irishman everyone thought, but Shane Lowry, the hometown favorite now. Lowry and American J.B. Holmes share the lead after two rounds. Both are eight under par. Tommy Fleetwood and veteran Lee Westwood sit at minus seven. They're both in the hunt. Brooks Koepka lingering at minus five. Rory McIlroy almost pulled off a miracle today. He fired a six under 65 to finish at plus two, just one shot outside of the cut line at plus one. Tiger Woods, he will not be around for the weekend. He looked better today, shooting a minus 170. He still finished at six over par because of yesterday's 78. He missed the cut by five, so 73 players are in. Notables to miss the cut: Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, Bryson DeChambeau, Gary Woodland, and Phil Mickelson all will not be around to play the weekend. Rest of the PGA Tour is at the Barbasol Championship in Kentucky. Jim Herman leads the way right now at 14 under par through two rounds. In the NHL, the city of Calgary has reached a tentative deal with the Flames on a new arena to replace the Saddle Dome. City Council members will discuss the proposed agreement this Monday behind closed doors. The projected cost of the new building will be between $550 and $600 million, and the proposed arena will seat 18,000 people, along with retail space, a community rink, and 40,000 square feet of parking. The Saddle Dome opened in 1983 and has hosted the Flames ever since. In the NBA, police in Oklahoma City are now investigating death threats from a guy in Virginia to Oklahoma City staff after two men left voicemails against Thunder staffers. The reason the guy was pissed off: because the team traded away Paul George to the LA Clippers. The man also made a bomb threat. Police have now obtained a warrant for the cell phone believed to be the man who made the threatening calls, and they're investigating. The Indiana Pacers have signed Justin Holiday to a one-year, $4.8 million deal. Utah, pending 2017 pick Nigel Williams-Goss, to a three-year deal worth $4.8 million. One game in the MLB today: Cubs and Padres. Anthony Rizzo's grand slam the difference. Right now, the Cubbies lead 5-4, bottom seven. Yankees manager Aaron Boone will serve a one-game suspension for his heated and entertaining confrontation of home plate umpire Brennan Miller on Thursday. Boone's going to miss tonight's opening tilt of a three-game series as they host Colorado. MLB chief officer Joe Torre called Boone's conduct inappropriate, and he said that he made physical contact with the ump as well. The Savages, a.k.a. the Yanks, won that game 6-2 and are now 62-33. They sport the best record in Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies, another team showing interest in Toronto starter Marcus Stroman. Philly added lefty Drew Smyly today, but is expected to pursue a starter in the front of end of its rotation. Stroman, an all-star, has a 3.25 ERA over 110-plus innings with the Blue Jays. The 28-year-old will be arbitration eligible for the final time after this season. Stroman Stroman is also slated to start versus Detroit. Very interesting there. We got all the baseball matchups and betting lines tonight. Gabe and I will go through those as the show progresses. Very busy night in Major League Baseball. We got CFL action and a whole lot more, too. Maybe some ponies in the afternoon. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. We're breaking it all down with Babano, and hopefully we'll take some calls today as well. So, hey, everybody, have a good one. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1, Red Heat Rage Radio, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network, iHeart, TuneIn, American Forces Radio Network, everything else in between. We appreciate you joining us. We've been at the FanDuel Sportsbook all week long, but Fridays we kick it in the city, Studio 34. Although just because I'm a crazy bastard, I was at the FanDuel Sportsbook already earlier today. So, yeah, we get around, baby. We get around. We're ready to rock and roll today. We step up and in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, throwing it down. What's going on, Cam? We don't have Cam. All right. Cam evidently cannot hear me. As maybe one day we'll get, maybe one day we can strive to not have any technical difficulties. Quicks! So what's the status here, Yang? Besides Cam can't hear me. Yeah, just, you know, like, guys, like, we got to start to, you know, I'm not throwing, you know, listen, Yang's just like a guy that's, like, working at, like, Burger King. You know what I mean? Like, if the food sucks, it's not really his complete fault, right? He doesn't make the ingredients. He doesn't make the ingredients, but he's still the manager of the restaurant. I was told earlier that there were some issues with hearing, but it's the type of thing that we should probably be solved before we start shows, right? Instead of just sort of hoping and winging it. I'm just sort of saying out loud here. So I'll do what I did the other night and just get him on the goddamn phone, all right? So we don't play games for the next 45 minutes. What's up, Cam? What's going on, Cam? I hear Cam breathing. But do we now have a problem with the phones as well? I'd like to just talk through this like nothing, but, you know, it's a little bit frustrating, guys. You know. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I hear him breathing Darth Vader style. Maybe we'll be able to figure things out by the time Babano joins us. We're off to a great start here this evening. I should have just stayed at the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio. Actually, it's just Rage. It's just me. I am Gabriel Morency, and I'm about to freaking lose it. I'm going to try to remain calm and say even flow and, you know, be a professional. be a professional. yet. Ugh. It's just, I don't know if it's the heat and stuff, but, you know, nevertheless, man. All right. Evidently, we're working on things, which we should just, like, have on a freaking loop. We're working on things. So we'll see if we can get Cam on. As I stated, I'm about to freaking snap here at Studio 34. And I swear to God, as I say this, now everything goes into mono right now instead of audio. Like, I don't know what the hell, guys. Like, seriously, like, I come in every morning, and every day everything's different. Like, I don't know, like, what people did, like, before or what. Like, so what's the deal, young guy? Like, you gave me some weird thing about, well, somebody did something and hit something and we're lost in between. So what's the deal?
Well, there was a button someone hit on the soundboard. So,
like, why did they hit the button, number one?
I don't know why he hit the button.
So, you know, number two, why don't we unhit that button then?
Moved and so, like, I didn't know what he hit because he didn't know what he hit. And, you know, I'm trying.
Well, why are people hitting buttons if they don't know what they're touching? Why are people touching buttons?
That's exactly the same question I ask. He's not trained
on the board. That's and how come then we can't just, like...
Yeah, he wasn't really trained on the board like that, so...
Then why is he working the board in the middle of our show? If he's not really trained on the board.
Well, we're a couple of guys down, Gabe. This is Sean. And it's vacation time. It's the summer. So they had to, you know, throw Ventra on the board and stuff like that. But I don't know if that's the issue. But
yeah, but why can't we just, like, unhit whatever button was hit?
Well, we're assuming there was a button hit. We don't know if that's the case. We're assuming that.
Dear God.
Yeah.
We should, like, make a parody here of, like, Star Trek. Like, this is the crew I'm dealing with here. Like, Scotty, what's going on? We're trying to figure it out. Somebody hit a button.
Well, the board looks the same as it looked on the morning after, and there was no issues. So take that for what it's worth.
Oh, God. Dear God. Yeah, keep me posted, all right?
We got you.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know. It's been one of these weeks this week. It's been one of these months this month. And I guess God is just testing me. That's what this comes down to. God is just testing me. You know what? I had a strong feeling today, too. When I left the FanDuel Sportsbook, I was like, you know what? I really should just be doing this show from home today. Here we are in Studio 34, sitting with the crew in the pit that are trying to figure out if a button was pushed. And we have the raging redhead Cam Stewart right now, who I know is a complete meltdown. Cam doesn't handle these things well either. Like, I guarantee, like, Cam's punching things. There might be holes in Cam's wall right now. So we'll try to get Cam on the phone, at least, if we can't get him on Skype. As
we tried the phone thing, buddy. It didn't work.
We tried the phone thing and it didn't work.
Yeah, I guess he still couldn't hear you through that. So,
yeah, well, so we don't have a co-host and we can't get our guest on because the phone or Skype doesn't work, you're saying.
Yeah, well, it's working. It's just something.
Well, it's clearly not working. Like, yeah, what do you mean it's working?
It's working because Cam can be heard, but you guys can't hear each other.
And it's clearly not working.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not working. And if,
listen, buddy, I'm trying to fix whatever's going on here. I'm trying to get you back so you can have your guests with you, buddy.
Well, what are you guys doing, hitting, like, random buttons?
Well, that didn't work because I tried that already.
It's like, I feel like, basically, like, you guys are Homer Simpson, like, in a nuclear plant. And, like, basically... You know, you're like T-A-B, tab. thank God this isn't NASA or something like that. That's all I can say. It's a good thing that we're in a bar because I might have to start drinking soon. Like, I can't even take a call from Bob right now. I can't even hear, like, Bob's, like, beautiful voice. Like, he's at least Bob, like, Bob has a nice, calm, soothing, like, if there were, like, books, books on tape and stuff like that, I want Bob to, like, be the voice. Which is actually a brilliant idea, isn't it? Bob gets a career in reading books on tape. All right, so Tyreek Hill doesn't get suspended. And everybody's getting pretty fired up about this. And similar to the NBA, there's a lot of bad takes out there already. A lot of bad takes. And, you know, it's funny because during the NBA, I said, man, there's a lot of stupid comments from people. I said, somehow people aren't as dumb when it comes to the National Football League. But it's not so much the NFL. It's just, it's amazing to me how many people, like, defend Tyreek Hill. Now, listen, I'm not outraged that he's not suspended. I knew he wasn't going to get suspended. The National Football League is, evidently, did they just suspend Jimmy Smith, I believe, right now, too? I've always believed that if you're not criminally charged and, you know, the National Football League shouldn't have the power to play judge, jury, and executioner. And they've done it before in the past, in which you're not criminally charged with anything, but it's a code, anti-code of their conduct policies, right? Yet the thing where people get mad about is the inconsistencies with Roger Goodell and the various different, the various suspensions that's handed down. Like, if there's no consistency, it's very random. It seems like the more severe thing you do, it's sort of set in stone. But if you smoke weed, it's the same thing that if you punch somebody, you punch a chick or you put a gun to somebody's face, etc. It's very, very, like, arbitrary, capricious, I guess would be the legal term. So I don't believe that, you know, like, Elliott got suspended for what? You know what I mean? There was a lot of smoke, but there was no fire ever. Like, what do you really get suspended for? So I've been on record for years as saying that Roger Goodell shouldn't be playing Judge Judy and stating, well, you weren't charged with anything, but we're going to hold you to a higher moral standard, when the National Football League doesn't have a moral standard, right? So at one point, I believe everything that I just stated, but on another point, if you think that Tyreek Hill is innocent, then you clearly must believe that Casey Anthony didn't kill her baby. You believe that George Zimmerman is just some dumb fat guy that was minding his own business. And I'm sure you believe OJ got a raw deal, right? And the real killers are up there somewhere. Like, two things can be true. Like, Roger Goodell, whatever. Tyreek Hill, does he deserve to be suspended right now? You know, he threatened somebody on tape, but, you know, if you're not criminally charged, and if his stupid wife or girlfriend, are they married? I don't even know. I don't care. Like, she's an enabler as well. They're both. They, in my opinion, they both beat the kid up. And they're both covering it up for each other. And they're both horrible people because between the two of you, one of you busted your kid up. And my money's on the football player. But I think she's such a horrible mother that she just is along for the ride for the money. It's a cold-ass world.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, game time decisions. Red heat and rage, although Red's not here right now. Red's not here. Maybe he will be. As a betting man, I say no. And as a betting man, I also say I start throwing things probably. And let's set a timer here for, let's say, I don't know, 17 minutes, 14 minutes. 9 minutes. Feel free in the chat to set the over under as to when I fully snap. As we're moments away. Is Don on the phone? No, Don's not on the phone because our phones don't work. So no, there's no Don on the phone. So as I was saying, Tyreek Hill not suspended. And like I said, I don't think, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not, I can't tell people what to think. I can't tell people, you know, what their opinion should be on things, but it amazes me, you know, some of the comments that I've heard about Tyreek Hill. You know, we don't really know what happened is a big one. So essentially, in today's day and age with people, unless it's on video, unless they actually see it, they can't comprehend actually what happened. It's pretty simple. Now, listen, it's not like Tyreek Hill is some innocent person in which, you know, you can't believe, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, that this person would do that. Tyreek Hill tried to strangle this woman to death already once before while she was pregnant. All right? So it's not, you know, you'd have to be pretty freaking naive or just, you just want to be argumentative to believe that somehow you don't know what happened. And, you know, of course, you know, the kid, and it's all in the reports, the kid only tells people that he cries and is scared when daddy comes home, right? I guess the kid, that's, I don't know, that's George Soros. George Soros got to the kid. And the you know, the woman or the mother, she's setting up Tyreek Hill as some part of some weird extortion plot. Like, you know, some of the stuff, guys. Like I said, if you believe any of this crap, then whatever. Like I said, you got to believe that O.J. Simpson is innocent. Like I said, I think they're both horrible people. I think Tyreek Hill is a, you know, Tyreek Hill, if Tyreek Hill wasn't as fast as he is, he's not a great, like, wide receiver or anything like that. The guy's got bad hands, actually. He's just freaking fast. He would probably be in jail. Like, if he wasn't a football player, he'd probably be in jail right now. I'm willing to bet you that Tyreek Hill has done probably about 10 things that we have no idea about even. And I bet you the Kansas City Chiefs know about like 7 of them or something. Right? You know, say what you will. And it's, you know, I like the Kansas City Chiefs this year. I think the Kansas City Chiefs legitimately can win the Super Bowl this year. So I'm, you know, what am I supposed to do? Ooh, I'm not going to bet. I'm not going to bet on the Kansas City Chiefs because ooh, Tyreek Hill is on the team.
What's up, Gabe?
What's going on, Cam?
I don't know. How are you?
you know, I just
same old. Eh?
I said it over under. I said, you know, I might start throwing things in the next 9 minutes.
I almost did, but you know what am I going to do? I'm just going to have to pay for things when they break. So.
I actually said that you're probably not doing too well right now, and you're probably raging.
Yeah, just watching horse racing. Don't really have much money to bet on it. We're just waiting to hear your voice, buddy, and now I can hear you, so that's good news.
All right, see, I will give...
I'm on an echo, though, I could tell you that, so they're not totally there, but we'll get there, Gabe. We'll get there one day.
No, we won't. No.
No.
It's like one of my favorite episodes of The Simpsons. And thank you, Yangton, and thank you to everyone in the
pit
for getting it done.
Thanks.
But it's like when Homer got fired from the bowling alley. It's a great episode.
His dream to own a bowling alley. Allie McBalls.
So he gets fired from the bowling alley. And there's, you know, the ball shining guy, Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. Like, little Jimmy.
But Jimmy's like an old guy. Like, he's coughing. He's like, hack, he's close to death. And Homer says to him, he's like, don't worry, Little Jimmy. We'll make it to California one day. He's like, sure we will, Mr. Simpson, sure we will. He's like coughing. It's like, yeah, no, no. Like, yeah, sure, sure we will. But hey, it's a good to have you here because, yeah, I was just going to start. I was really about to start snapping and throwing things.
Well, I hate it when you're there because I know we've been in those situations. Nobody does better than you, Gabe. You're kind of like I equate you to Vin Scully, the only man who didn't have a color guy. He could tell stories and ask questions, answer them himself.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Nobody's
better than you in the one-on-one role, but I'm frustrated because I've been in that situation before for like 20, 40 minutes, and it compounds the problems. You know, you just want to be riding a smooth ship on Friday. That's all. We got to do the show later on tonight for the in-game betting, I'm already beaten down. So it's 5:30 Eastern.
Basically, like I'm like a starting pitcher. I was here. I was ready to go. I'm like a starting pitcher. I come out. I get on the mound, and then they tell me, "Oh yeah, by the way, the rest of the team is late. Just start the game, anyways."
Yeah. Well, I wasn't late. I did the update. There was just no stinger. I couldn't hear you. I just did. I did my thing, and you're talking. I can't hear you. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud here. Like, this is just from my experience from being in a band, Cam. Okay.
Yes.
Like, you know, when we play shows, we just don't sort of start the show and start the show.
Excellent point.
There's something called a sound check.
Check, warm up, yeah, sound check.
See, in which the band doesn't even have to be there. It's which, you know, you'll see like at about like 6-7 o'clock, like of a Metallica show in the arena, there'll be a dude that looks like Otto from The Simpsons that'll come out. He'll start playing AC/DC riffs and generic riffs, and he'll be like, "All right, this amp works."
Yes, exactly.
Check one, check two, check. This mic works. Doom, 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 doom. All right. Yeah. Kick drum. Yeah. Mic works. Check. I don't believe, because I got to believe that Metallica wouldn't be too pleased if they just started the show and then they told James Hetfield, "Oh, yeah, by the way, Lars Ulrich can't hear you." I'm just thinking out loud here, Cam.
No. I really like the fact that you're checking the boxes. That's the thing. Like when I can't hear the stinger or whatever, like I start talking. I don't know if we're on the air. We're off the air. I see you. I can't hear you. You know, you could say, "Hey, Cam, how are you doing?" And then I'm just sitting there going, "What?" Like, I don't know. I'm not a Ripley. I can't professionally read lips. So, you know, we're doing our thing, buddy. I just hope you're okay. Last night was probably the stupidest football game. I'll tell you one thing about the Canadian football.
Good call with the Argos, though. You got it done.
Yeah. They should have won the game outright, personally, but they're just, what did they have, 7 or 8 turnovers? But anyway, here's beside the point. They're trying to grow this league in the United States, and if they watched that game for a first time and saw some of the turnovers, you might not ever watch this product again.
I don't ever want to watch the product again.
It's horrible.
And I got to be honest with you, too. I'm a big, and you know what, we'll get Babano. Yeah, let's have a battle. I believe we have them. I was going to say, we're going to a break in a minute. But, you're not going to find bigger defenders of the CFL than me and Cam. And exactly. I really don't know why, actually. The Canadian Football League's, like, never even been nice to me. Like, they've never done jack shit for you or me. And, in fact, they even denied me a press pass for a Grey Cup a couple of years ago.
Exactly. We were going to do the games with Danny Mac, you and him and me in the booth. We would have had a great time. We were 10 years ahead of the time with the betting lines, first quarter lines.
Oh, of course.
What did they do? The league board of governors shut it down. You're right. We should actually
You're right. Like if anything, we should be like, this league sucks and expose them for what they are.
They're a bunch of pricks.
No. Nobody likes them as much as I, we promote them like hell. And I'll tell you what. The first 3-4 weeks of the season, it was very entertaining. But the last 3 weeks, man, there's been some bad football.
Yeah, it's
really bad football, dude. Like the Argos suck, the Stampeders suck. Watching Nick Arbuckle throw a little 5-yard outs. Guys, the reason the field is bigger is so you throw the ball around.
Exactly.
Right? That's the whole freaking point of the league, guys. It's just, but they know, we're too useless. We can't throw a 12-yard pass. So we'll throw these little bubble screens for the 120-yard field. Let's bring in Babano right now. What's up, Babano?
Yep. Hey, Babano.
Babano.
Soup? Diner? He gone? What's up? Wow. What a day.
I swore we were told like a couple of minutes ago we got a battle. I guess I was hearing.
I'm not sure if the phones are working because I asked Yang before. I was going to call in on the phone, but he said that wouldn't even work either. That's why, Gabe, the minute I can't get on, I call on the phone to say we'll do the show, you know, you there, me on the phone. But I think that's an issue as well. So we'll get on top of it.
Yeah, we need to stop with the pre-promises. That's what we need to get on top of.
I'm not going to promise. I can't promise anything.
No. I know.
I please don't say I promise. I'm just.
How are your golf picks doing?
Pretty decent. Like, I'm not going to say great. You know, Rahm's missed a lot of putts. He's 4 under. But I'll tell you something. I don't think Lowry or Holmes are going to close the deal. Gabe, a lot of guys. And look at Xander Schauffele. He went from 200 to 1, and now he's only 5 shots off the pace. What a round today. 6 under. Guys get back quick.
I agree with you. I don't think Lowry's going to get it done either. Suddenly, Justin Rose is lurking.
Rose looks good.
All right, we'll hit these odds some more.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage on radio, Fantasy Sports on radio network. I am Gabe Morency. We have Cam Stewart. Maybe we did.
Yep.
Hey, you're still there, Cam.
Hey. Yeah, we're there, buddy. Yeah. We were here for you.
I see that Babano is in our chat.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So maybe we should just ask Babano questions in the chat. Like, this is, you know.
Sometimes people don't read the chat, though, Gabe.
Yeah, but I could read the answers out loud.
Oh, excellent. Excellent point.
Yeah, Cam. Like, I'll ask Babano the question out loud.
Yes.
And then he can answer it. Then, you know.
I was referring to our chat, but continue.
That's the chat I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Although it's already confusing as it is, evidently. I say, yeah, Babano's in our chat. And he goes, well, they patch me through 3 times. They call and it just hangs up. Every time Yang calls, the call just drops. All right. So did you hear that, Yang? So now we've troubleshot the situation for you. The call drops.
I don't think he's talking.
All right. So now we're going to try to get him on Skype now, evidently.
Nice.
This is going to go well. This is going to end well. All right, Cam. So we were talking while we're going into the break.
Yeah.
The current odds right now: Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Tommy Fleetwood is now +550. Brooks Koepka is now +600.
Yep.
Shane Lowry +650. I don't believe in Shane Lowry.
We're going to pass on Shane Lowry.
You got Justin Rose, who nobody talked about coming into this tournament. Normally, I would be all over Rose in these spots, but he hasn't been playing well this summer. So Justin Rose is +750 right now. Your guy, John Rahm, is 12-1. JB Holmes is going to be going home soon.
Yep.
Jordan Spieth, I'm not feeling it.
I'm going to tell you, no, Gabe, this is interesting. We talked about this last night on the In Betting Live show. Jordan Spieth was 35. He's down to 14. This is a perfect type of course for him. Like, he plays really well here. He got his mojo back. He had a very good round today. I know 14 is probably not enough. You probably bite around 22, but watch out for Jordan Spieth. He might be a factor in this tournament come the weekend. He's not going away. He's playing well.
No, he is. We talk about it. Texas players are good links players to begin with. He's always been a good links player. He's won here before, right? So I'm not shocked that he's lingering around right now. It's interesting when you look at the odds and then you look at the leaderboard. They're not fully reflective.
No. Nope. Exactly, because you have to look at guys' pedigree, right? Like J.B. Holmes, sure, he has a better pedigree. Shane Lowry has never really closed tournaments before. Lee Westwood should be a little bit higher, but he hasn't won a major, been very, very close. Justin Harding should probably be about 20, but nobody knows him.
Going to be pressure on Fleetwood and Westwood, both being Brits coming into the weekend now, especially with these guys.
Is anybody home there?
Hey, Babano.
Hey, there we go. We got some connection. How are you?
Nowhere there. That was right out of space.
What's up? What's up, Babano?
Holy All right, so we're on the air for now. Geez. How long? I don't know, but we got something.
Wow, that's good.
The battle didn't even ring the doorbell, Cam. Someone's coming to your house. And he just walks. Hey, what? Are you?
The battle's like the guy who tried to jimmy my door open while I'm sitting there having a beer. I'm like, do I have time to get a golf club or a bat? He's in there quick.
Wow. That was a real smooth, hello, yeah. Babano. Wow.
That was an old Seidler job, like to Elaine in that one episode. The old Seidler just slinks in there. Yeah.
No. That was the opposite of that. We need to give you Tic Tacs so we hear you coming.
Yeah, exactly. I was too loud. Can't be that way if you're Seidler.
Holy crap, Babano.
Gotta hand it to you, Marenzi. You're like a car right now. You've ran a lot of miles in a NASCAR race. You got one lap to do, maybe two, and you're running on fumes right now. I think you're going to make it to the finish line.
Yeah, sort of. But like you said, it's already a grind. This week has been a grind, Cam, all right?
Yes, it has. And you're working the night show every night.
I got to be honest.
I know.
I was ready to go. I was in a good mood. I saw you doing the update. I'm like, all right, it's going to be good. We'll blast through this show, and we'll get to the live in-game bets.
100%.
And this last 45 minutes has pretty much added, it's been a very, very severe albatross, and it's caused me a lot of stress, Cam.
I agree.
I can see it in your face. It's caused you a lot of distress.
Because it's
made this show very difficult now. Yes, I
don't like to leave my player when I want to help out. It's like it frustrates me. It makes me angry. It's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Like I'm out in the field. We want to get it done, right? It's like we're on the ice and some guy hit you from behind, but I can't get out there to punch him in the face. You know what I mean? I'm getting held back.
Yeah.
Some guys don't go through the technical glitches on a radio show in 10 years that you guys go through in one day.
That's crazy. Babano.
Well, that's because...
we do a lot of different platforms.
Because we're on all the time, Babano. That's the difference.
Different places too. Racetracks, studios, homes. We got a lot to deal with.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's coming at us today, Gabe.
Real good.
I gotta get my armor on here. We're ready for a fight.
Yeah. Settle down, Babano. We've seen your backdrop before, all right?
Hamilton proud.
I'll give you credit, actually. I'll give you credit. Unlike basically 90% of new school handicappers, you actually know how to talk into a microphone and look into a camera.
I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah, yeah, like that, like just right out of the gate there, like I honestly, there's some people like I would have them on more, but I can't do it. Like I can't. Yeah. No, I'm just being real. Like I can't.
No, it's very true.
I can't go through. Are you on a speaker? Are you doing? Are you on? Oh yeah, I'm on my art. Like yeah. I'm just like, dude, like I can't.
Get a headset mic and let's talk. Yeah, let's go.
I was going to do it where we were going to have like the rankings of guest appearance. Not their content. It was just guest appearance.
Clarity.
Yeah, clarity, backdrop, appearance.
Yeah.
You know what
Interesting.
I mean? Yeah, because, nice. We've had some real, winners over the years. Like, we've had dudes, remember, who the hell was it that did, used to do the hit? It looked like they were in, their sister's room or something like that. Right, I saw one. I'm like, you got my little pony on the wall, bro.
That's right.
Remember, who was that? I was like, dude, I told the guy after. I said, you can't do that.
Yeah, he had magenta. He had magenta wallpaper. You're right, and like a unicorn doll and stuff. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
It's like in his daughter's room or something. It's like, bro, like, you know, if you have a daughter and you have a house, you have to have a better backdrop than your daughter's, like My Little Pony.
All it's missing is a crib and a nursery there.
Other people like join us in the dark. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a big one. It's all dark and stuff like that.
No, Gabe, you know what I like about Babano's too? He's got those Japanese screens that it looks like maybe after a hit, he can have sex with somebody too. Yeah, it's very mysterious.
I wish there was a hot chick rubbing my back behind there, but there isn't. So, I hate to disappoint everybody.
Yeah, exactly, Babano. That's what they're there for.
It's to block the sun.
Oh, you know, the best thing about Babano, though, is definitely Babano's hair.
Oh, he's got a great lid.
Yeah, that hair, Babano. Like I said, you've got the hair already. Like, you're not going to go bald. Like you said, it just goes straight back, right?
You know what it is? It's a perfect hairline.
You're protected from baldness because it goes backwards, not sideways. Like, your hair grows.
Right. Yeah. It just whoosh back. Yeah.
I just picture you and your buddies going to Hamilton Tiger Cat games, like, you know, 30 years from now, and you know what I mean? You're going to have the same hair, but it'll be thinned out, Cam. You know, Babano will have his, like, tie cat jacket from, like, 20 years earlier and stuff.
Yep. Just a little thinner, but great, great head.
I know, I'm getting old.
Slicked and brushed back. Yeah, it's the shades of my grandpa. My grandfather's actually where I got that from.
We all know you're dyeing your hair black, though, Babano, right?
Yeah. No, it's getting grayer and grayer by the day.
Only Babano's barber knows, though.
That's right.
I know, though.
No play for Mr. Gray.
I'm aware that I'm getting old right now. I'm like Slick Picks. I'm like Slick Picks. We're entering the scene, the Sterling Club. So today I go to the sports book, and I was on the bus with the. It was packed today, like in Saratoga, right? So from the Port Authority, there was almost as packed as I've seen it. Like, almost every seat, like, was pretty much taken on the bus. And it was all old dudes going to bet the ponies. And real cast of characters, Cam. Like, just, like, you know, like, if somebody said, like, oh, it's all old people at, like, horse racing, you can't say, no, it's not true. No, it's true.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
So, basically, it was a bus, like, real old dudes, and they were all talking about Delmar and Belmont, and they're going. And when we get to you got to, you know, you enter into the Meadowlands, and you go through security, and normally, like, you know, when you walk into the sports book and stuff, you get sort of the metal detector pat down. Today, though, I walked in with all the seniors, and I got the exact same thing. Have a good day at the track today, sir. Like, they were saying this to all the old guys. They got to me, have a good day at the track today, sir. Enjoy your day at the track.
Nice.
I was thinking, wow, like, they never say that before. But, like, you show up with the old people, right? They give you enjoy your day at the track.
Think you're some kind of guy. You might have like a pocket knife or cause problems there. Yeah. The old guys, they get a free pass.
Yeah. I'm not that far off, man. I'm about a little more than a year away from being able to take advantage. I'm going to start staying over at the Palms, Cam, in Vegas.
Great call. Good call, man. I'll tell you, a lot of people get sad. Ooh, I'm turning 50. Are you kidding me? The $5 club where it's at, man. You can really get your value on Marenzi.
Put it this way.
Embrace it.
I'd rather be 50 and get discounts than be 48 and not.
I agree 100%.
Because at that point, you might as well get the benefits.
I agree, man. Can't wait.
Yeah. Time traveler discount. Yeah, good call on that football game last night, Cam. Although, listen, that game sucked.
Let's just call it out what it is, though.
It was basically you covered because, we fumbled last type thing.
I think the Argos actually could have done. Like, they're like the James Wilder fumble where he just, like, it was like a hot
just threw
ball.
The ball away?
Just threw it. I'm like, I haven't seen that stuff in a Pop Warner game. I don't know. I think the Argos might have had 7 or 8 turnovers total. Calgary had, like, 4. It was pathetic. And the fact that a teaser didn't even go over just because of those turnovers was a gong show. They could have scored 70 or 80 points in that game. They couldn't get there. Every time
couple of series, guys. You watch Babano. There was time, like, it was like, Toronto's moving the ball. Oh, it's intercepted. Yeah, Calgary starts, they intercepted it. Oh, they turned it over. Toronto hits the ball. Oh, Wilder fumbles. Like you said, like, I thought the same thing, too. And I'm like, dear God, anybody that's watching this league, like, you know what I thought when I watched it? It basically felt like the second half of an NFL preseason game. That's what it did. Like, Arbuckle's got deer in the headlights type of look in him. And it's something to know moving forward, Babano. Look, Calgary have been really, really good over the years, as we know. I don't have to tell anybody that, you know, but Calgary have been a great team, Babano. This year is different. Like, you know, Bo Levi Mitchell's out for the next little while. Their wide receivers drop balls all the time. Like, before, sometimes they'd be a little slow out of the gate, but you knew they'd get it going. This team, they just don't have as much talent as they normally do. And you see with Arbuckle, they really nickel and dime everything. They know they can't throw the ball down the field with the kid because he'll throw interceptions or he gets sacked because he can't pick up the defense. It's real ugly, man. And, you know, there's a lot of bad football teams in the league right now. BC blow, Toronto blow, and it's certainly not good for the league, Babano.
No, it isn't. Last night's game was ugly, and it gives you a headache watching the looking at the box score, because if you look at the turnover margin and the Argo turnovers, they should have lost by four touchdowns. But you look at the total yardage in the game, Toronto outgained Calgary heavily. They could have and maybe should have won the game. It's the most confusing, mind-boggling box score you'll ever read. It was just a weird, ugly, and really boring football game. It was just bad all around.
Well, we've got another game this evening. Should be better.
I agree. 100%.
Should be better. We're due, right? And we're due. How about we're also due? But, Ben, do you know, you keep the numbers, I'm sure. Like, so what's the over-unders at now for the league over the year? Do you know? Totals, over-unders? Because remember the first 2-3 weeks, guys, it was over City, man. Yeah. And it's definitely been under City. It's keep digging, Cam.
Yeah. Keep digging. Keep digging. But yesterday's game should have gone over. They did everything to prevent it, and that was the crazy
poor
thing.
Poor bastard. Even the teaser didn't get there.
Oh, don't worry. I'm glad I had the Argos, or else it would have been an absolute gong show. I feel bad for you, too, because you couldn't, like, you know what I mean? It's a couple points.
Too. Like you said, it should have went over the number, man.
No, remember what we talked about? You could have middled the game. I told you that line opened up at 9.5 in some places, and it closed at 13.5. And I talked to a professional gambler about it. He goes, I got both sides. I got Calgary 9.5 and got it up to 14. Boom. You win both, right? I just lost on that teaser, but I had the Argos. But that's what we got to do with these big line movements, Gabe. Find middles. And tonight, though, it's going to be interesting. Jonathan Jennings, the backup quarterback for Ottawa. It's a hell of a lot of points and a revenge spot for the Red Blacks. But Winnipeg's damn good. Tough game.
Yeah, it is a tough game. Winnipeg's 4-0 straight up and against the spread, and I'm not going against them right now. I mean, the no-point spread's been too large for them. They're my pick to win the West. I've been on them almost every week pretty much. And, you know, there's a lot of points, though, to lay. They laid 10 in this game. A few weeks ago at Ottawa, they were getting 4.5 points. Yeah. That's a big swing from one game to the next. But Ottawa's got a lot of defensive injuries tonight. Three starting defensive backs are out, and Antoine Pruneau is one of them. Like, he is one of the leaders on that Red Blacks defense. He's not playing. Rose and Randall as well. Winnipeg should put up points tonight. I'm looking to lay it with Winnipeg still and looking at the over.
I just hate laying double-digit points.
Yeah. Maybe Jennings comes out there. It's a big
We saw what happened last night.
9.5.
All right. We'll hit this on the other side with a battle. We'll hit the other CFL games of the weekend. Game Time Decisions continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio continues, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Babano kicking it with us as well. We're talking CFL football. So the current number, I played the over already, guys. I was at the FanDuel Sportsbook earlier today, so no turning back right now. I went over 52, almost out of spite. Right now, as the league has been playing to the under as of late. We've seen Winnipeg's offense is very explosive. They put up 48 points last week against the Toronto Argonauts. Jennings should be able to move the football at least enough to put some points on the board here tonight. So I already played the ticket. yet evidently people disagree with me because I got a bad number. It's now 51.5. Winnipeg minus 11 now, 51.5. That's what it is, Babano at FanDuel right now.
Yeah, John Jennings is the X factor. He could go out there and play well. He's starting for Davis, who's injured. You know, Winnipeg hasn't seen much film on him in terms of what he's going to do with Ottawa. Yeah, I know he's been with BC the last few years, but even if he plays badly, you got to think of it this way from the total standpoint, is that he could throw a bunch of interceptions, and he did last year against Winnipeg, and it gave the Bombers short fields to work with, and that's good news if you have the over. So either way, if he plays bad, I think Winnipeg's going to score even more. If he does play well, you know, it'll force Winnipeg to have to keep scoring. So I do think now it's a 5-point move to the under. There's value to go the other way.
I like your positivity. All over. Right. Hang in here, Babano. We'll hit the Alouettes Eskimos.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart, your Fantasy Sports News Update. We'll talk to Babano about some more CFL action after the update. Second round of the Open Championship from Royal Portrush. Cut day, everybody. Lots of big names packing their bags. It's not the Irishman people thought. It's the other one, Shane Lowry, the hometown crowd hero now. Lowry and American J.P. Holmes share the lead after two rounds of the tournament at 8 under par. Tommy Fleetwood and veteran Lee Westwood sit at -7 and in the hunt. Brooks Koepka lingering at -5. Rory McIlroy almost pulled off a miracle today. He fired a 6 under 65. He finished at +2, just one shot outside the cut line at +1. Tiger Woods a little bit better today. He shot a 1 under 70, but still finished 6 over, missing the cut by 5 strokes. So here are the players to miss the cut: Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, Gary Woodland, and Phil Mickelson. Bye-bye. They won't be around for the weekend. Rest of the PGA Tour getting a close shave at the Barbasol in Kentucky. Jim Herman, Mr. Herman, leads the way at 14 under par. Bill the Berserker Haas, one shot back at -13. The NFL announced today that it won't suspend Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill after completing a comprehensive investigation into allegations of child abuse against him. Hill released a statement today, too, saying he was falsely accused of abusing his 3-year-old son and thanked the NFL for conducting a thorough investigation. When the full 11-minute and 27-second audio tape was listened to in full context and information gathered, the statements did not rise to a level of warning discipline under the NFL's personal conduct policy. This, according to spokesperson Brian McCarthy from the National Football League. Hill, now clear to attend Chiefs training camp, which begins July 26. He's now allowed to participate in all club activities as well. The league did say they will continue to monitor any new developments if anything breaks in the case. The Chiefs can reportedly re-engage talks with Hill on a contract extension, too. It could be done in months or weeks, whatever they decide to do. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce chimed in today on SiriusXM. Very happy to have Hill back. A key piece of the Chiefs offense since being drafted in the 5th round from Oklahoma State in 2016. He had 1,479 yards receiving, 12 touchdowns, and he was an all-pro. In the NHL, two Alberta teams swapping big contracts today. The Oilers trading Milan Lucic to the Flames for James Neal. This just happened. Each player has 4 years left on their deal. Also, the city of Calgary has reached a tentative deal with the Flames for a new arena to replace the Saddle Dome, according to the Calgary Herald. City Council members will discuss the proposed arrangement this Monday behind closed doors. The projected cost of the new building will be between $550 and $600 million. The proposed arena, 18,000 seats, along with a retail space, community rink, and 40,000 feet of square parking. The Saddle Dome, it opened up for the Olympics in 1983 and has hosted the Flames ever since. In the NBA, police in Oklahoma City now investigating death threats to Oklahoma City staff after a man left two angry voicemails with threats against Thunder staffers. The reason? The guy's pissed off because the team traded away Paul George to the Clippers. This guy's a psycho. The man also made bomb threats. Police have obtained a warrant for the cell phone believed to have been made the threatening calls, and they are looking for the man. Indiana Pacers have signed Justin Holiday to a 1-year, $4.8 million deal. Utah penning 2007 pick Nigel Williams-Goss to a 3-year deal, also worth $4.8 million. One game in Major League Baseball today. The Cubs got it done.
Big comeback. They were down 3-0, but Anthony Rizzo's grand slam, the difference. Nice grand salami there. They win 6-5. Game goes over the number. Craig Kimbrell, the save for the Cubs. Yankees manager Aaron Boone will serve a one-game suspension for his heated and entertaining confrontation with home plate ump Brennan Miller on Thursday. Boone's going to miss tonight's opening tilt of a three-game series as the Yankees host the Colorado Rockies tonight. Boone was also fined an undisclosed amount, and MLB chief officer Joe Torre called Boone's conduct inappropriate and said he made physical contact with their rookie ump as well. The Savages, a.k.a. the New York Yankees, won that game 6-2. They sit at 62-33 and sport the best record in Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies, among other teams showing interest in Toronto Blue Jays starter Marcus Stroman. Philly added lefty Drew Smyly today, but it's expected they'll pursue a starter for the front end of their rotation. Stroman, an all-star this year, is a 3.25 ERA over 110 innings of work. The 28-year-old will be arbitration eligible for the final time after the season. And Stroman slated to start versus the Detroit Tigers tonight. So we'll keep you posted there. Hey, we got a lot of baseball matchups tonight. Three games at 7:05, including Boston minus 230 at Baltimore, 9.5, Colorado and the Yankees, as we mentioned. Yanks minus 245, 11.5, Freeman and Happ. We'll go through all the games. Me and Marenzio will break it all down, and we'll talk a little more CFL with Babano after the update as well. And good news for the Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi, he will come back for the weekend. They're going to work him out of the bullpen versus Baltimore. And that CFL game tonight, Ottawa Red Blacks and Winnipeg, line moves up. Now Winnipeg minus 11, total 51.5. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned. Gabe Marenzio's Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. We got Babano on the line right now. We'll throw down some bets, and Gabe and I back at 8 o'clock tonight for InBet Live. So stick around, everybody. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network coming up now.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio. Yang says we're running on all cylinders right now.
I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of echo in my update.
Yeah. Settle down, Yang.
Like, I got through it, but I was very frustrated. It's hard to do that, Gabe, when all the words are running into each other. You got to really get in the mental zone. Kind of like a horse with blinkers. You just got to just keep on going.
Dude, throughout the week from FanDuel, I've had two people bouncing back and echoing, and me echoing, and the horse players yelling beside me. And yeah. Like,
you're losing your mind.
Yeah. I probably should drink right now. Like, I'm not even just like, I really should. It wouldn't be a fun drink. I know in a couple hours I'd just be pissed. I'd turn it like it would go. I like to drink in a party atmosphere. No, I'm going to a game. I'm going to party. If I start drinking out of anger right now, we're going to have a problem in a couple hours.
I'm going to tell you a story. I don't like to tell my personal business on the air, but the night Chapman gave up that home run, I was just going to have a beer or whatever. I just sat there, drank alone, and looked at the bank statements and, like, got real depressed. So
it made it worse, I'm sure, didn't it?
Oh, of course it did. I got work the next day. You know, you wake up with a pounding hammer in your head. You know how it works.
I know, because that's the thing. You wake up the next day, you're hungover, but the bet's still lost. You're still upset. Exactly.
I made it doubly as bad. So, people, if you're having a bad week or whatever, drinking just intensifies the problem. That's my PSA.
Unless you're Babano, who just, you know, Babano enjoys a couple of beers in moderation.
Yeah, he's
on a nightly basis.
Yeah, that's I really go for it.
What's up, Babano?
I don't buy six packs anymore, Gabe.
What's the deal, Babano? You have a couple of beers a night, Babano, and then like on Friday or Saturdays you have a couple of more. Or what's your drinking routine?
Usually two a day through the week, and then on the weekends we'll up it to about four or five. And maybe even more if we're at a party or a big gathering. Yeah,
that's discipline, Babano. Very disciplined. I've been known on a Tuesday night to throw back 15, and then get into the rye. You know.
But when I say
four or five, they're these nice big tall bottles of craft beer, which are like anywhere from 7 to 8 or 9, even 10% alcohol. So you know, you got to pace yourself if you're going to down those.
When you're winning your bets, you can afford craft beer, Babano.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, when you're doing well, do you buy like the more expensive beer, and then when you're not,
They're pretty much all around the same price. The breweries in the Hamilton area that I get them from, there's like not 10. Really a big gap between them.
Funny you mentioned that, Gabe. Today, I bought beer, and I usually get Steam Whistle because I have money. I bought Upper Canada. It was $34 for a 2.4 instead of $50. Save $16. I'm cheaping out.
I remember in the old days, Cam, remember the score? I'd be eating Swiss Chalet. You're like, oh, you must have won last night. All right, we're going to hit the CFL games on the other side, we promise. These breaks are catching me off guard. I'm rattled, man.
Rattled!
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Listen, fellas, it's like a NASCAR. Car's running smoother, Yang. Car's starting to run smooth, but Cam can attest, still bumpy on the road here. You know what I mean? Like, not fully clicking here. It's not like we're in peak condition.
Yeah, we basically.
Listen, I'm hearing you guys a little clear, man. With all the stuff that we did down here, we're running on all cylinders, buddy.
No. We're not winning any races.
I've learned a lot about Yang over the years. The positive spin is his best move on everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen. I got you. You got Bob Bannum on after him dropping so many times. Got my underarm sweating. You know, I'm just over here perspiring,
dripping.
Anxiety is on the all-time high. And you know what?
At least I was very supportive through it all.
Oh, yeah. Very supportive in the beginning.
I was very supportive. You should have heard the first, Cam, you should have heard the first 10 minutes, bro. Like,
my favorite thing about the whole thing was I hear nothing but static, right? So I'm waiting. I think we're off the air. Ring, ring, Yang calls. You're on, buddy.
Of course. He always does that.
Hey, we got to improvise.
He always does that. He just started.
Like, what?
He's like, go. You're on.
Okay, sure.
We'll you should hear us sometimes, me and Cam, like yelling in between, Yang, Yang.
You didn't answer me.
I told Yang, I said, I swear to effing God, I said, you better not just put us on. I told him once, Cam, I said, you better call me on the phone and not know, like, just random, oh, yeah, you're on. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's
Gabe? I think the car's moving. Instead of getting the premium gas, I think we cheaped out on the bronze instead of getting,
Hey, you want to know what's funny, too? Today marks my one-year anniversary at the network, man.
Wow.
What a way I'm spending my anniversary, getting ripped by Gabe.
Just like day one.
Wow. See, Yang always has to soften the blow, Gabe.
Wow, that's pretty good. Right, Yang doing a great job. He's riding this four-cylinder engine to safety. We're doing great.
Yeah, he's now a sophomore. He's a freshman. Now he's a sophomore. Yeah, exactly. Congratulations, Yang. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, buddy. It was such an experience.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone else down. Metal Matt's like, I better just start looking for work somewhere else right now. Like, all right.
<I'm dying. laughs>
All right. So quickly, since it was so long and we talked quickly, we battled tonight. Quick recommendation. Like I said, I'm on the over 52. It's a 51.5. It's 11 points right now.
Yeah, I'm on the over in Winnipeg minus 10. I don't love Winnipeg as much as I have in past weeks, but I'm taking them until they lose.
Edmonton Eskimos, Canada, Montreal Alouettes tomorrow. The Alouettes are really showing signs of life over the last couple of weeks. A couple of wins in a row. Kahari Jones is really connecting with the team. That doesn't mean they're going to win every week or anything, but it was pretty bleak for the Montreal Alouettes. Yet they make plays, man. Vernon Adams makes plays. They got some decent wide receivers. They had some decent skill position players. What's the running back's name? Standback?
He's awesome.
Yeah. This guy's good. Like he's averaging like 7 yards a carry, good type of thing. And the defense, Babano, with the Alouettes is sort of bend and sort of break, but they're one of these teams, they'll give up yards and stuff, but if you notice, they're pretty opportunistic. They punch the ball, they recover it, and, you know, certain teams, it's not a fluke. You know what I mean? They just sort of have a nose for the football, this team. Like, they play for it.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about that. The Montreal Alouettes, they played better.
I thought we lost. They played...
Wow, I thought we lost.
What was that, Babano? What are you doing?
That was
you having a sip of soup?
There was a momentary cut.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, no,
there was a...
No sip of soup. Wow. There was a momentary audio moment.
Yang just had a heart attack because that was like, that would have been like, are you...
That was not Babano, not Yang.
Right. You're good, right. Yang. You're good. I'm still here. Yeah,
real slick.
No, Montreal won two in a row. They played good. They beat Hamilton and Ottawa in back-to-back games. I love what their offense is doing. Kahari Jones is actually calling plays really well, keeping defenses off balance, mixing in the run, doing some tunnel screen passes, doing some deep balls with Adams, letting him run as well. I think he's doing a good job designing this offense for the Alouettes, and I think they'll move the ball here. The problem is Edmonton's offense is lethal right now. They're on fire. Trevor Harris hasn't thrown a pick yet this season, which is incredible. We're a month into the season, he hasn't thrown an interception yet.
Yeah.
He's done a great job. 73% completions. Ellingson and Ricky Collins Jr. and Stafford catching the ball. C.J. Gable has been great running the ball.
Their defense is good,
Edmonton, too.
Their defense is good.
Oh, they're
which is surprising to me, Gabe, because their defense...
Pummeled them.
Their defense... Yeah, they pummeled them, but Montreal's offense will be a little bit tougher, I think, for them to stop. And they had a lot of new faces on defense and a new coordinator. So that makes it even more surprising, at least to me, that Edmonton's played this well on defense. The first game went over the total. It's been one over after another with the Eskimos against the Alouettes in recent head-to-head meetings. I would look that way here at 54. And I probably am going to look to Edmonton. As much as Montreal's been good, it was Ottawa who had a bad game. Hamilton was flat. Edmonton's played great. And you're not catching the points you caught with Montreal the last two games. They were double-digit underdogs in both of those games. They're only getting 4 or 5 when this line opened at 6 now. I think if you can lay less than a touchdown, I think there's a tough matchup for Montreal. They've had a nice little couple-game run, but Eskimos are playing really well. They've had extra time since that BC game as well. So I would lay the points and go over the total.
All right, BC were humiliated last week, Cam. We'll see how Clay Brooks, how did they respond? Like, he was embarrassed. You could tell he grabbed the defense on the sideline. And, the BC have to be better. Yet they're only getting 4.5 points, Babano, right now at Saskatchewan. The total is 50 points in this football game. What do you make of this one?
I make that I'd rather watch it than bet it, this game. This is the hardest one of the week for me. Saskatchewan got that heavy because it was opening at -2. It's up to -5 now. I think people are just reacting to how bad BC has been this season, especially last week against Edmonton.
Rough
that
Riders
was the low
are
point, 33
too,
to 6.
Yeah, Rough yeah, Riders
they
are inconsistent.
I don't want to lay fuck. I hear you. I don't want to lay 5, but I don't know if I can trust BC. Here's the thing with BC. They're talking the talk all week long. All I've read, all I've heard from Riley and Clay Brooks and the whole team is we're embarrassed. We're humiliated. We're professional athletes. We need to show up and do our jobs a hell of a lot better than that. That's all I've heard.
That's like Yang. Yang talks the talk, too. We're ready. We're ready to go. last game was gone.
But they got to walk the walk. That's the same thing. Exactly. They got to walk the walk, BC, and I don't know if they can. Like their offensive line on the road at Saskatchewan against the defensive front that can throw Charleston Hughes, Micah Johnson, and a bunch of great pass rushers at you, I don't love that for BC. Unless they suddenly shore up the O-line or get some guys that can finally run block and pass protect, I don't trust that group going on the road against Saskatchewan. But at the same point in time, Saskatchewan, their last game was ugly. They got blown out on this field by Calgary, 37-10. It is off a bye week, though, for Saskatchewan. So it's a chance for them to get extra time to prepare, get some injured guys back. And Manny, including Manny Arsenault, who's going to make his Saskatchewan debut,
that's
the
huge
former BC
that's
Lion.
Huge.
So that is a nice little storyline and subplot.
An extra receiver, Babano. They obviously, Riley's not getting time. And another thing, too, is I don't know what these Gabe, you guys watched the game last night. If I was Corey Chamberlain of the Argos, they had like so many penalties on special teams for dumb stuff. Like if I was a coach of one of these teams, Gabe, you think you and me are frustrated now? I would snap how stupid the Argos were in that game last night.
Yeah, they
it
would
was,
kill
them. Like I thought the coach was going to fight a couple guys. I wish he did.
You know what though? I also think in a Canadian Football League that the referees call too many penalties on these punt and kick returns that have nothing to do with the play and slows the game down.
I agree.
It's the CFL guys. No one's gonna bitch if you don't call holding on the kickoff.
Exactly. The reffing was horrible yesterday, on top of bad play.
Yeah. It's slow. You know what? The CFL refs generally get the call right, guys.
Yeah.
Because a lot of replay and everything, but you notice everything is slow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they call a penalty, and they meet, they talk about it. It takes forever. You'll also notice they get confused. Where's the ball? And I saw the other day they argued for, like, 2 minutes. It was in a Calgary game, actually. Like, Dickinson's like, guys, the ball's not supposed to be spotted there. Like, it was like, oh, let me check. And there's something about
it. Yeah, they talk about it for 2 minutes. I know. I've seen it more and more of that this year. It's like the refereeing's getting worse, or they're
just less slow.
Aware of what to do.
It's just hoser Canadian-ish. What do you do here? There, where's the ball in the 34? Hey, well, we better check the tape there, eh, Jim? And hey, are we going to go to Tim's after? Yeah, we're going to Tim's right after the game there, Bob.
They'll get you a double-double.
See the Bob McCown show? You hear he retired. Oh, did he? Oh, did he? Yeah, it's getting cold, huh? It's cold winter in Calgary, huh?
All right, anyway, thanks, small Papano. Leans on BC and the under. Small leans, BC and under. That's
BC and under.
BC.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I feel like the show, earlier I was like, man, this has been the longest 40 minutes of my life. I want to kill people. Now I'm like, wow, it's flying by.
Hey, we're back, baby.
Yeah, me and Cam will be back at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Matt Joseph's going to join us. Sports Memo, Wager Talk, Matt Joseph's going to join us. Mike Blewett. And just be me and Cam yelling. We'll talk golf odds and everything else in between. I see Matt Joseph's got some college football futures. And stuff like that. We'll keep you guys caught up to date with all the baseball and football. So it's Yang's 1 year anniversary here. We'll get to the baseball games in a second. Yang's anniversary. Like I said, good job today, Yang. I know you were dealing with some situations. Like I said, at least I was very supportive. I told you, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you was.
I did tell you before the show, because, you know, listen, you did tell me, you said, but you weren't very authoritative about the problem, Yang. You know, I'm not going to lie. I do recall you saying, listen, we're having a little bit of a problem hearing each other.
Yes.
And I did say to you, kind of casually, I do remember, I said, yeah, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
There you
Yet
go.
I was just trying to be supportive.
And you was. And
yeah.
The support,
but I did not realize, like, the urgency. Like, I had to be clear that no. This is like, right? So... And I also believe you did tell me, you're like, yeah, I heard you say something about a year anniversary, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. I got a lot going on here, Yang. Yeah, to be honest, and Cam's going to agree with me on this. Like, you're a hard guy to keep up with, Yang. A lot of anniversaries, bro. Like, you know, between your birthday. It's like you have, like, 3 birthdays a year. It's always your birthday. It's it's like, can I get a shout-out for my kid's birthday? Oh, my daughter just had a baby. I'm a grandpa day. There's every day some day with you, Yang. It's hard to keep up, bro.
Hey,
like,
you know,
anniversaries. It's always something, Cam. Will you attest to this?
Like, they, I would have to say yes. And it usually happens on a day where things aren't smooth. So Yang likes to smooth out the
yeah, he's
the
bringing
problems.
It up. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a grandpa. Yo,
come
I'm a grandpa,
four,
fellas.
Come on. Let's go.
Take it easy.
Come on, four. Wire to wire, man. I need this day to improve. Come on. Finish it off.
I need this day to improve.
Come on. He's not going to win. Damn it. Come on. Hold him off. The seven's going to win. Come on, Gaffleone. Give him the whip. Oh, hold on, Gabe. Nope, second. It's okay. I'll take second. But 7-1 winning would have been nice. Damn it. We just can't get a. You know what, Gabe? We're so close, but so far away.
That's a T-shirt, though, right there.
What?
My day has to get better. My day has to get better.
You have no idea how it went down, though, Gabe. So I'm at the start. I hear static. I'm going on. There's nothing, right? So Yang calls me. He's like, you're on. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't hear a stinger. He goes, just talk. I'm like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Then I see you. I can't hear anything coming out of you. I'm like, okay, this is a problem. I call in. Phones don't work. I go, we got real problems here. So I was just kind of like, and I was really stressed out and freaking out. And then I sat down and go, what can I do? I can't do anything about this. When Yang texts me back or gives me the old text message, jump in, buddy. then we're back.
The best is Yang, though. Look,
yeah, said, jump in, buddy.
You ask him a question and the evasiveness all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Even I asked him, he was like, well, there was the BFF thing and so there was a button push and, you know, caught in between. It was like, what does that mean? Like, I don't really, like.
I give a Donald Trump answer.
Yeah, no, you're very, I can tell you didn't want to throw anyone under the bus. But your people are like, they want to see you. And come down into the studio here and say hello. It's your year anniversary. Come
hi,
down.
Everybody.
Come
up.
Come down up wherever the hell we are. Where are we? Yeah, you're in Belize. Yeah, okay, yeah, come up. I don't know, man. Like stairs and levels and hotels, dude, and sports books. I'm starting to lose my mind.
I'm worried about whatever, Gabe. I got the delivery today. So Cardano called me. I got the green. I got.
Oh, nice.
I got two boxes at my door. It was actually crazy. So I hear ding dong. I'm like, oh, God, please don't be like a creditor that actually like to the door. Like maybe they're bringing people now because I know they had these.
So it's to the point because I know you said your phone's ringing a lot. So it's to the point now where like your heart skipped when the door rang. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
I haven't
that
had
happened
one.
To me the other day. My like, doorbell rang. You would have thought I had 22 pounds of cocaine. I was like, I actually stopped and I turned my TV down all low and I paused. I was like, I don't know if I should answer it or not. Type. Like, I was
know,
like,
that's what I was doing.
And then finally, I was like, I don't know what I'm hiding. So I went to the door and it was like some Uber guy, Uber Eats. He's like, you delivered food? I should have just kept it. I was like, no. I was all suspicious. I was like, no. But yeah, people wanted to see what Yang looked like. So what up, Yang?
Yang. There he is.
Mic on. Mic off. No, dude, the mic's off.
Yeah, red button. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Who's in the pit right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Spaghetti-o. This is the best. This is just a shit show.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was like, you know, if he's down here, who's manning the board up there?
That's an excellent point, Gabe. Yeah, so I didn't tell you, Gabe. Actually, I got a good story, but I want to get on.
Come over here.
I'll tell you a story while you come over with Yang on his. So listen to this one.
Shit. What up, Yang?
What's
going on, everybody, man?
Hey, Yang. Yeah, there he is. There he is.
What's everybody doing?
Oh, Yang, you're looking good, man.
It's a tough cookie to
really
work
good.
With, man, but it's a pleasure.
Like you even got a
kind of keeps me on my toes and helps me to be better.
Yeah, you were telling me that he was saying that I'm meaner than Phil Simms even, and Phil Simms is kind of a jerk
Phil
even.
Phil Simms, he's a tough cookie there. Don't like to sign autographs, nothing. I don't even like taking pictures with him no more. Yeah. Almost stopped being a Giants fan, man.
Wow.
Bill Cowher, nice guy, though.
Yeah, nah, Bill Cowher's sweet dude.
Boomer size.
Yeah, Boomer, JB, man, awesome guys, man.
Yeah, Yang works at CBS. He works at CBS during the football season with all the bigwigs. And he said earlier in the week, he goes, oh, yeah, you're much more difficult to work for than those guys. Come on, you're telling me JB doesn't get mad sometimes?
Nah, JB, man, that dude is smooth sailing, man. Like, you would never know something was going on.
Because JB Cameron, you're going to agree. Because JB's making like $4 million a year. That's why he's as happy as he is.
It's all right, buddy. It's all right. I'd rather be working here. The Gabe right here teaches me to be on my toes, baby. Gives me a sense of urgency.
I gotta say, though, feels like you've been here longer than a year, bro.
Yeah, I feel
feels
that
like
too.
If someone asked me, I'd say, if you said, how long has Yang been here? I'd be like, I don't know, 2-3 years.
I'll say 2 years.
I've been here about a year.
So this is almost like, man, we're adding like serious time to our life because it feels like longer than a year.
And we started off like my 1 year anniversary today with Gabe is started off like how it was day one. What the hell's going on down there?
Well, listen, I feel like Aaron Boone. You saw Aaron Boone?
Yeah, savages.
I feel bad for you, but you got to get better, as Aaron Boone stated. So this is the first leg of a doubleheader, Yang. Yeah. Hey, Cam, that's the way we're looking at this. It's just like the Yankees the other day.
Yep.
It's hot here, it's weather. It's another thing, too, in New York. Tempers are flaring.
Yeah,
pretty hot out there, Yang. It's like, do the right thing.
Yeah, we out here. You know what? I'm going to head and grab this little powder behind the mug. Brighten up. Get back on to it, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got the double hammer back at 8 o'clock. Back to live action. Give us the back to live action. We'll see. You can see Yang in person. Said we're going to be back at 8. second leg of a doubleheader. We're striving for the perfect game.
Back to live action, fellas.
Back at 8, striving for a perfect game. Gonna be back to live action. A lot of you guys don't hear that, but I in the ear all the time. We back to live action, fellas.
Back to Kawhi action. That was the best.
That was the best. His new one, Michigan.
Thank you, yeah.
When you're wearing their Michigan shirt, Michigan. It's not Kawhi. Michigan.
Michigan, baby.
Michigan, Michigan. So, Gabe, listen to this one. So, yeah, usually when I answer the doorbell, it's bad people, you know, or Jehovah's Witnesses a lot of the time in the area. I really don't have time to deal with that, religious thoughts. So I ordered a pizza last time, and I ordered two because it was such a good deal. It's 50% off Mondays. So I get the pizza delivered, and then I start eating it. I get the guy, Ding Dong. He rings me 15 minutes later. He goes, I gave you the wrong pie. I go, sorry, sir. I bit into both because I had a slice from both. Got to keep them. He wanted to take it back. I go, you can't take it back. And it was a way better pie than the one I ordered. It had like triple cheese on it. It was like a $30 pie.
You bit into both.
Yeah, of course I did. It was so much cheese.
You
and like
saw, you were off. Like, so you're like, oh yeah. Shit, I'm going to take a bite of this one right now.
I go, this pizza looks way better.
So you're like, you took a bite right away.
Damn right I did. And this guy's like, can I get the pizza back? I go, nope.
I told you, dude, that's great. That's great. There's a McDonald's when I lived on Yonge Street in Toronto, man. The guy, man, nice guy. Like, older dude, but God, he was as useless as, what's the expression there? Was it tits on a bowl? Yeah, tits on a bowl or whatever. Like, so the guy would screw up my order all the time, Cam, all right? Like, nightly, though. Like, I'd ask, like, basically, if I said chocolate sundae, he'd give me caramel. Like, I got to the point where I asked him, I said, are you doing this on purpose? Like, are you screwing me? Like, what's your deal? And one night I saw, Cam, he's like, he's screwing up, and I just didn't care, man. Because I knew, Cam, all I ordered was a chocolate sundae and a poutine.
Yep.
And he handed me a bag, and it was heavy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And
you win.
Normally, I'm very honest with that stuff. Like, I even tell people, hey, you dropped $20. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm very honest. Oh, you know, sir, you gave me the wrong bag or whatever. I was like, you know what, jackass? You really just don't care. So, you know what? Instead of just getting a sundae and a poutine, and I had no idea, Cam, you would have loved it. It was like mystery bag, bro. But it was heavy. You know what I mean? It was big. He's like, here you go, sir. I'm like, thank you.
Yep.
I got back home. It was 4 McChickens, 4 large fries, 4 apple pies and everything. It was like jackpot.
And here's another thing. So they make millions of dollars. How the hell, like, how would you feel if I returned the pizza to the guy? It's cold. You've delivered it to me. Like, that's not going to fly with me. So you're not getting it back anyway. That's your mistake. Sorry, Domino's. I win. You lose.
You know, it's funny. Domino's are advertising. Hey, if it falls even, it's not your fault.
Yeah,
it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Where's my pizza insurance? Hate it.
All right. Baseball picks on the other side. We'll blast through the baseball board. We're going to be back at 8 o'clock as well. A doubleheader, baby.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, game time decisions. Ready and Rage, our radio continues. Let's get down to business. We got a full slate of baseball here tonight and fresh matchups as well, of course. But fresh matchups heading in to the weekend. I don't know. I was at the book earlier in the day, Cam. I've had a rough week. And not just a rough week with the games and stuff, but I don't know what it is. It's been like the last 2 weeks, bro. Ever since I got back from Vegas. Like, I had a couple of really smooth months of just, you know, enjoying life and no real major problems or anything. But the last, like, 10 days, 2 weeks, like, you know what I mean? Somebody hacked my card. I lost my ID. You know, little things, Cam. Like, I've missed trains, buses. I've got stuck. I'm running around. I get stuck in the rain. I lose things. I started a fire two nights ago on my place. I pulled a U. I cooked microwavable. You know the microwavable Kraft dinner mac and cheese? You just put the water in the cup?
Yep.
I don't know, dude. I'm such an idiot. I didn't put water in it.
Oh, bam.
Dude, you'd be surprised. Like those noodles, man. Like in the microwave.
Yeah, and the pack,
like, oh yeah, shit, like got it, like it sort of like it didn't like raging inferno, but it flamed like and it flamed up and out, total smoke. Like it was like my place smells like there was a fire still. Like people are all pissed at me, like they're giving me dirty looks now, my neighbors and stuff, because my alarm went off last night when I made a pizza. Like.
I've had the same week.
Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My car's broken in my front. I hit a button on my keychain. Beep, beep, beep. My neighbor's like, hey, man, I guess I don't need an alarm clock. Gave me the old joke. I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, no, same thing, Gabe. I got all sorts of things like old bill collectors calling, bad stuff. I got caught in the rain, too. They had a big monsoon. No umbrella, got soaked. I had to go meet Lisa or lawyer's office. I'm drenched, like. Just dealing with it's just been a horrible, like, and we got things going the night show. Things are getting delivered.
People like that in the chat.
Week, you know?
People
like
what I said. I pulled a U.
I pulled a me. Yeah.
That was the best thing you said. I'll be back in 30 seconds, Gabe. There's a fire in my kitchen.
It was the scariest thing, honestly. People don't know if you've ever had a real fire in your house. Like, I almost had a heart attack. And the craziest thing about it was I actually figured it out. I was going to throw water on it. And if I did, I'd be dead. Like it was that bad. No, it was so smart that you get the baking soda, the flat, like you got to smother the fire. Water with oil makes it worse, man. No, I was cooking up chicken wings, fries and stuff. And I had too much oil in the pan. So now when I do it, I go real low, super pan and do it. I got to do it in separate batches. You got to take time. Don't get
too
greedy.
Much oil in the whole batch. Too much oil.
Oh, it was crazy, man. That oil gets hot. Why do you think deep fryers are so deep at restaurants, Gabe? Got to keep it from.
All right. So David Price, is the price right tonight, Cam? Minus 220 on the road.
Seems like an expensive price to me, but Means, his last start, actually got rocked. He's had a good year for Baltimore. Boston needs to go on a heater.
Yeah, but we've been saying that all year about these guys.
I know we have been. I think they'll win the game, but I'm not interested. 225 pass.
I didn't like the baseball board tonight.
I hate it.
Like, I looked at it, and I was like, oh, God. I ended up playing one game. And like I said, I was at the book earlier today. I was kind of rattled. I've been rattled all week, like I said. Mm-hmm. I looked at the board, and I wanted to take San Francisco, sort of. On the way out, I was like, shit, I should have taken the San Francisco Giants. Hottest team in baseball right now are the San Francisco Giants. They won again last night, now 13-2 in their last 15 games. Tonight, though, a lot of big favorites, Cam, and I get the feeling there's some parlay busters tonight. Like, I think you take the underdogs tonight. I just don't have the roll to do it. I'm not at the book. I'll tell you the game that I bet, and I bet the football game. But how about Colorado at New York? Like, if I'm betting this game, I want the Colorado Rockies tonight at this price.
It's funny you mentioned that I took Colorado at +1.5, +120 on my book with Freeland against Happ. It's +195 now, Morency. I have a lean. I think Colorado can win the game, too. Happ has been horrible for the Yankees. He's been the worst pitcher. But also, Colorado really disappointed me in their last series when they had to get wins. San Francisco went in there and kicked their ass. But I'll take the run and a half with Colorado still to plus money.
I like where you're going with that. Plus money, plus a run and a half. Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, real streaky team. They were hot. You know what? The All-Star break messed these guys up. They were doing well. They went into the All-Star break. They came out of the All-Star break. They've been struggling since. I don't have a strong opinion on this game.
No, either Lyles in his last start. That guy got absolutely tattooed. It's a tough game, Morency. I was looking at it, too, going, you know, do I take the Phillies and Arrieta? I think the total is very high for a National League game at 11, but it's there for a reason. Both of these pitchers can really get rocked, but I'm going to pass. 11 seems high, but pass.
All right, so this is the game that I'm taking. We talked about this game last night, and remember I said when the St. Louis Cardinals were down 3-0, I said, look, you can get them at +2.5 at -110 right now.
Yep.
They came back, they scored 7 runs, they win the baseball game. They're now 5-2 since the All-Star break. And you know this, Cam. The St. Louis Cardinals are a second-half team, man. It's what they do. They just sort of quietly fly under the radar and win baseball games. St. Louis, I like the Cardinals tonight. I like the fact that they came back from 3-0 down, scored 7 runs. I like the role that they're on right now. They've always played well against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's starting to fade a little bit right now, Ken. 3-7 in the last 10 games.
Yeah, Maley's okay, Gabe, but I don't know, man. It's a tough game. Wainwright in St. Louis, you're right about that. That was a really nice comeback win for the Cardinals. I think this is a very tough game. I think it can go either way. Molly's been okay at home. I'm going to pass on this.
Adam Wainwright, I was going to say, Wainwright hasn't given up more than 3 runs in 6 straight starts.
Very good. Veteran pitcher, too. The one thing about Cincinnati is they got a lot of free swingers on that team. It might not be good for them. They could, if Wainwright's on point, you'll get a lot of strikeouts, and the Reds will be missing the ball. But I'm going to pass on the game, though. Very tough.
That's the one. I got a small play. I played Cardinals.
I get it.
Yeah, that was the one. You know, like I said, I just think they're hot right now. I like to ride the hot teams. We talk about it often. And I like to play against. I think Cincinnati's starting to fade. I think they're hearing footsteps with the trade deadline around the corner right now. Chicago White Sox and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay big favorites, -230 here. McKay versus Ronaldo Lopez tonight. White Sox 1-9 in their last 10, Cam.
Yeah, the White Sox are horrible. They've really started to fade. Bottom half of their order is rough. McKay's a good player. He could pitch and hit, Gabe. This is part of a parlay that I'm doing tonight. I have 2 baseball plays, one with 2 favorites to make it even.
Who
are
you parlaying? Who's your parlay?
I'm parlaying Tampa Bay. And the only reason Kansas City's been playing better, but Montgomery, that's not a good recipe. I'm going to take Bieber and the Indians parlayed with Tampa Bay to even. -240 and -300 gets you even. That's what I'm doing. And then the next game, there's only one other game that I like, but we'll follow them in order.
You know what? We don't have a ton of time, so screw the order.
Okay, Minnesota. Give me Minnesota with Eggs Odorizzi against the Basset
Hound. Eggs Odorizzi.
Yeah, Eggs Odorizzi, please.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The Basset Hound. Yeah. You like that, Merez? Yeah, I'm rattled, but sometimes when I'm rattled, my mind comes up with things. It's just one of those days. Just nobody ring my doorbell if I don't know you.
Well, if someone did, at least you would say, well, someone's ringing my doorbell. You wouldn't pull up a banner, it would just disappear.
No, I don't. That's the thing. When I were doing a show, remember the first thing we taught Yang? Well, you taught, don't leave your post.
Yeah, don't leave the
unless
post.
Unless it's an emergency.
Seems to be a problem with people.
Unless your house
is on fire. Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people leave their posts.
Yeah. Bano said somebody was canvassing.
yeah, canvassing. I get a lot of canvassers, too.
I got to be honest.
I don't answer the door.
I don't believe that story still to this day. Like I said, we've talked about it. There's a lot we don't know about the band. Like, I don't think we got the real... We heard the dog. There was something. I don't know what was going on, dude. Like, Babano's, he's a lot, I don't know, he's a lot like Merrill. We don't know. We don't know the full truth.
Is he having, sex with an older lady in the community, maybe, that he's keeping secret from us? Or does he have another job on the go? I know you think Steve Merrill's got a daycare center.
Yeah, I think he could possibly be running a daycare center, yeah.
That's the best. He could be possibly running a daycare center.
I don't know. He's got, I don't know.
There's something going on.
I've known the guy for 15 years. I know nothing about Merrill. Do you? I don't know anything about him.
That's the thing. We're transparent, right? The good news is if anybody tried to, frame me up for a murder, I got a lot of people.
Ted Savransky, I know where he lives. I met his wife. Yeah. I've met his kids, Teddy. You know what I mean? I know what Teddy's doing. I know what his life is. Merrill, I don't know. Hey, Gabe. I don't know. He's a man of few words.
Yeah. Kind of maybe he's in a small little room on his keyboard. Other than betting, you're right. I don't know what his interests are.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. He might be CIA or something. He does live out there near Langley in Virginia and stuff.
Good point. A lot of FBI.
Yeah, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Steve was an FBI analyst or something, but he likes betting on the side. He can't tell anyone about his real job. You know what I mean?
Pretty good. I like that. I like where you're going with that one.
Yeah, that's it. He's an analyst for the Air Force or something.
Yeah. People in my building are starting to think what I am too. I think they think I'm a drug dealer because I always don't the car's here because I'm doing shows and stuff. And you know what I mean? What am I doing? I'm not going to work and stuff.
You never leave the house now.
That's the thing, right? The Filipino guys know that I do the radio show. That's good because they know sports. But
are they rolling through your yard?
Yeah. I love when the guy brings his recycling bins in my backyard. It's always great. And then they look in the window when I'm in my underwear doing the show. It's
they like to look in.
I got to hand it to these guys, though. I'll tell you one thing. They really save money on food. They all pool it together and have nice little parties every night. They live a good life. I'm actually very jealous of them. They always seem to be having
a good time. Filipinos, they're chill. They stick together. They have, like you said, I don't mean in a bad way stick together, but like, they share things. So
they invite me over, but, you know, I have a couple beers or whatever, but, you know, they got their own buddies and stuff like that. They're very nice people. I just don't like the recycling bins, but that's the least of my problems.
So the baseball board tonight, there's going to be a few parlay busters, man. What's the parlay buster tonight?
I'm thinking the parlay buster.
What about, Stroman's minus one? You trust Stroman minus 160? No.
I want to take the Blue Jays, but I'm worried about that game. Detroit might be a dog, actually, even though Zimmerman's not that good. Know what he did against the Blue Jays? He had like a 7-inning, like 2-hit ball against them one time. He pitched really well against them.
Washington at Atlanta. Ooh, well, last night, Washington kicked the crap out of these guys. They're a hot team right now. Strasburg even hit a home run.
I'd lean to Washington in that game with Corbin 25 cents.
So why was Turan scratched yesterday? Now he's pitching today.
No idea. I have no idea. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't trust that guy.
You know, I saw Mike Minor was bitching about potentially being traded. You see that? He's like, they signed me just to trade me. And Minor's been having a nice year. He's plus 198, but he seems to be rattled right now, Cam.
Yeah.
I think they would be a live dog, but I don't think so. I think Houston beats them.
With Verlander, if he's anything like he was in the All-Star game, focused. Texas in a lot of trouble. I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. Texas, they were a good little team in the start. We're going to fade them in the second. They're not that good.
No, you're right. They peaked. They had a nice little run, but they're not that good.
They're not great.
What about, though, tonight, San Francisco? Beady. Beady eyes.
I want to say Beady. Yeah, you beady eyes.
She's got Beady Davis eyes.
Beady Davis eyes?
Beady Davis eyes.
Plus 155.
Dude, they're 13-2. And shout out to Lamar. Get this. Yeah. I get in the Uber today, leaving the FanDuel Sportsbook. And after a couple of minutes, the guy says to me, and they're not talking. He might be listening right out of the show. He goes, what's the best bet tonight? I said, dude, I'm cold as ice. I said, I got the Cardinals, and I bet the over of the CFL game. And then once I started talking, he goes, oh, my God. He goes, you're that guy that did those videos. You're that gambling guy for SBR.
Yeah, he knows you.
And he knew my name. He goes, Gabe, yeah. He goes, I knew as soon as I saw you because I just couldn't figure it out and stuff. And he starts telling me about how he goes, I'm going to go back. We're driving away from the book. He goes, I'm going to drop you off. I'm going to go back to the book and bet that CFL. I forgot to tell Babano. He mentioned Babano. He goes, I lost on the CFL the other night. I was getting mad at that Babano guy for a CFL pick.
Well, who did he have?
I don't know which one, but he's like, that Babano guy supposedly knows CFL, but he's lost a couple of times. I was going to say, good news, bad news, Babano. There's dudes driving the streets in New York City that know who you are. Bad news, they're saying that, you know, you cost them.
You know what it is, Gabe? I've learned about Babano. Sometimes he sends me like the little email, not with his like paid picks or whatever. He never takes it under. Always overs. I've never seen it under, like, once. He loves overs.
Is this the end of the show or a break? Or yeah. I'm all just...
I think this is the
wow,
end.
I'm rattled. All right. I've got the over in the CFL game and the St. Louis Cardinals. What you got, Cam?
I got Minnesota, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, parlay, Ottawa, plus 11 in the over in the CFL game. Catch you at 8, Marenzi.
All right. Me and Cam are going to be back at 8 o'clock. We'll get back into the games and the stories and everything. It's a doubleheader. We lost the first game. We're coming back tonight.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
And I miss you. Game time, boo! Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Check one, check two, check, check. This mic works. Boom, 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 boom. All right, yeah. Kick drum, yeah, mic works. Check. I don't believe, because I gotta believe that... Metallica wouldn't be too pleased if they just started the show and then they told James Hetfield, oh, yeah, by the way, Lars Ulrich can't hear you. I'm just thinking out loud here, Cam.
No. I really like the fact that you're checking the boxes. That's the thing. Like, when I can't hear the stinger or whatever, like, I start talking. I don't know if we're on the air. We're off the air. I see you. I can't hear you. You know, you could say, hey, Cam, how are you doing? And then I'm just sitting there going, what? Like, I don't know. I'm not a Ripley. I can't professionally read lips. So, you know, we're doing our thing, buddy. I just hope you're okay. Last night was probably the stupidest football game. I'll tell you one thing about the Canadian football.
Good call with the Argos, though. You got it.
Yeah. They should have won the game outright, personally. But they're just, what did they have, 7 or 8 turnovers? But anyway, well, here's beside the point. They're trying to grow this league in the United States. And if they watched that game for a first time and saw some of the turnovers, you might not ever watch this product again.
I don't ever want to watch the product again.
It's horrible.
And I got to be honest with you, too. I'm a big, and you know what, we'll get Babano. Yeah, let's have a battle. I believe we have them. I was going to say, we're going to a break in a minute. But, you're not going to find bigger defenders in the CFL than me and Cam. And exactly. I really don't know why, actually. The Canadian Football League's, like, never even been nice to me. Like, they've never done jack shit for you or me. And, in fact, they even denied me a press pass for a Grey Cup a couple of years ago.
Exactly. We were going to do the games with Danny Mac, you and him and me in the booth. We would have had a great time. We were 10 years ahead of the time with the betting lines, first quarter lines, everything.
Of course.
What did they do? The league board of governors shut it down. You're right. We should actually
You're right. Like, if anything, we should be like, this league sucks and expose them for what they are.
They are a bunch of pricks.
No. Nobody likes them as much as I, we promote them like hell. And I'll tell you what. The first three, four weeks of the season, it was very entertaining. But the last 3 weeks, man, there's been some bad football.
Yeah, it's really
bad football, dude. Like, the Argos suck. The Stampeders suck. Watching Nick Arbuckle throw a little 5-yard outs. Guys, the reason the field is bigger is so you throw the ball around.
Exactly.
Right? That's the whole freaking point of the league, guys. It's just, but they know, we're too useless. We can't throw a 12-yard pass.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.